Okay, we find ourselves on both sides just a few short hours before the great Yom Tov of Shavuos. Shavuos is an amazing Yom Tov, as we all know, a very special Yom Tov. I want to share with you one quick idea, the Kavod Shavuos, that I think if we think about it and reflect upon and give it some real thought, it could really impact our Yom Tov in a very special way. There's a famous Gemara, which we spoke about the other night a few times in the round robin rabbi discussion. The Gemara says in Psachim that even though there's machlokas in general, how are you supposed to spend Yom Tov? Are you supposed to spend Yom Tov focused on Hashem or focused on your own personal enjoyment? There's machlokas about it. Everybody agrees that on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, you're supposed to have extra physical pleasure and enjoyment. Very, very challenging Gemara. The Gemara says, "Akol mod," and everyone agrees, "The b'shvuos, the batzeres, ba'ina nami lachem." And on Shavuos, you also have to have personal pleasure and enjoyment, which is a very, very strange thing. If I were to ask you, which Yom Tov should have the least personal enjoyment, which Yom Tov should we focus mostly on ruchnius and learning and spirituality and Torah? So you probably would say Shavuos. And yet the Gemara says exactly the opposite. The Gemara says on Shavuos, everyone agrees that you have to have lachem. And it's a very, very striking Gemara and it needs a pshat. So I'd like to share with you now one simple idea to explain this. I've mentioned many times over the course of the year with you guys, we all know this is the Devar Pasha. We are comprised of two parts. We have a body and we have a soul. We have a physical existence and we have a piece of Hashem inside of us, the neshama that Hashem breathed into every one of us. Achilek Elokam Imal. Pasuk says in Bereishis, Vayipach Pa'apav, Hashem blew into man's nostrils, Nishmas Chayim and neshama. We have a soul, a spiritual part of us, a part of Hashem that's inside of us. We discussed this all the way back at the beginning of the year, Masilas Hasharim, in the first parak, he discusses it at length. And there's a constant tug of war, a struggle. Body, soul, body, soul. My body's pulling me to go here, my soul's pulling me there. My body's saying, indulge more, indulge more, indulge more in the physical. And my soul's saying, maybe take a step back, don't overindulge. Life is a struggle and a challenge. And the question is, how do we deal with this challenge? The question is, what's the answer? What's the right approach? What's the right way to handle this very, very challenging situation, this tug of war which exists between body and soul? And the answer to this question is, the Torah. The Torah, Rabosai, is what provides the ultimate balance for us in our lives. The Torah, on the one hand, is from Hashem. It's spiritual. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual entity. It's very, very spiritual. On the other hand, the Torah is full of physical laws and statutes and directives for us in our lives to govern our lives and to help us live our lives. And it's the Torah, Miloshon Hora'ah. Torah means it teaches, it shows us how to balance the body and the soul. How to strike the right balance. How to take a piece of meat, which sometimes people say, meat, steak, delicious, How to take a piece of meat and make meat and eating meat and eating enjoyable foods, how to make that a spiritual existence. How to make that a spiritual experience. How to take the physical and elevate the physical. How to engage in the physical world, which we all engage in. No one lives in a land of spirituality only. Everyone lives in the world. Everybody eats, everyone sleeps, everyone works, everyone's involved and engaged in the world. So how do we strike the balance? How do we go ahead and find the right way to live in this world? And the answer is Torah shows us the way. Torah is Hora'ah. Torah teaches. It shows us this is how you do it. This is the right approach. Now it's time to learn. We're going to learn now. Now it's time to eat. We're going to eat. We're going to make the eating into the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Maybe that's why on Shavuos, even though it might be counterintuitive, we might have thought, ah, no, now's the time, Dafka, to disengage and to not indulge at all in our pleasures. Comes along the Gemara and says, no, 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 no. Now that you have the Torah, now that you have the tool, now you can engage. Now you must engage. Now you should take the Torah, which will show you how to live, and live. Live in this world, in this physical world, but live in this world, a spiritual existence in the physical world. Make yourself not just a body that happens to have a soul inside of themselves. Make yourself, establish yourself as a soul, that's covering their body. Make yourself into a soul. That's who you are in your essence. That's covered by a body. Rabosai, as Shavuos comes upon us, and it's only in Eretz Yisrael, just 25 hours away, we should reflect on the amazing, amazing gift, on the amazing, amazing opportunity that we have with the Torah, on the schus that Hashem gave us this Torah. Hashem gave us His own essence. He gave us a part of Himself and said, here, this is how you're supposed to do it. Here's the guidebook. Here's the GPS. Here's how you'll get through life in the most meaningful, uplifting way imaginable. That's what we're celebrating on Shavuos. It's not the cheesecake, which is nice. It's not the good food, which is nice. It's the fact that we know how to live. It's the fact that Torah is a Torah Schaim, and it shows us how to live our lives. We should be Zocha Be'ezus Hashem to enjoy the Yom Tov of Shavuos, to be Mekabel the Torah, to let the Torah become a part of us, to let it enter us into our system, into our kishkas, to let our soul permeate our being, and to become more and more in touch with our true selves, our spiritual selves. We should be zocha to have an amazing Yom Tov, a Yom Tov that will hopefully fuel ourselves with tremendous chizuk and koach that will allow us for the entire year to be connected and to be focused on living life the way that we're supposed to be. Have a wonderful Yom Tov, Rabbi Osei.